Good morning. The steadiest precipitation moved through late yesterday, and overnight we saw areas of fog and drizzle. With temperatures holding largely in the 20s across interior New York and New England, we do have some freezing drizzle out there, making for a slower than usual and in some cases slippery morning commute. Untreated surfaces will be slick until temperatures slowly climb back through the 20s and into the lower 30s and eventually past freezing during the course of the morning and into the afternoon today. As we get deeper into the day, we will see the chance of a few scattered rain showers and also areas of fog. A storm system will get its act together out in the middle part of the country and head toward the Midwest. A developing southerly wind out ahead of this system will keep temperatures in the 30s or even allow them to climb overnight tonight toward the 40-degree mark. And again, we'll have cloudy skies with areas of fog and spotty rain showers. As the system moves up into Canada during the day tomorrow, the south wind will only increase, allowing temperatures to surge past the 50-degree mark across most of our region. This will be accompanied by a few scattered rain showers. Eventually, the cold front associated with this storm will sweep through the region. That will not happen until late in the afternoon or through the evening tomorrow. This will be accompanied by a round of steadier rain, maybe even a heavier burst of rain or two, or even a clap of thunder in spots as the front punches through the region. Behind the front, temperatures will drop off back through the 40s and into the 30s by Thursday morning. High temperatures on Thursday will be early, with readings sliding back through the 30s on a gusty northwest wind throughout the day. Scattered snow showers are possible Friday and through the weekend as temperatures will stay in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southeast Missouri, far western Tennessee, Arkansas, northwest Mississippi, northern Louisiana, and far northeastern Texas, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern plains, central plains, mid-Mississippi Valley, lower Mississippi Valley, the Ohio and Tennessee valleys as well. Forecasts for this afternoon from near the Boot Heel of Missouri toward Little Rock and Shreveport increase surface temperatures into the lower 70s, allowing for instability to approach moderate levels. In addition, deep layer shear will become strong with mid-level shear values of up to 60 to 70 knots, along with veering winds that should support supercell and tornado development. The greatest tornado threat should exist with discrete cells that initiate ahead of a squall line from southeastern Missouri, extending southward across east-central Arkansas, where a few significant tornadoes will even be possible. Tornadoes will also be possible with bows and rotating storms embedded in the squall line itself. Winds just above the surface are forecast to be around 50 knots, suggesting the line will be very efficient at producing wind damage. Some damaging wind gusts above 70 knots may occur across the slight and moderate risk area, with the greatest threat in east-central Arkansas, where the apex of a large-scale bow could develop. Model forecasts move the squall line eastward across the Tennessee Valley and central Gulf Coast states after midnight, suggesting a wind damage and tornado threat will persist through much of the night tonight. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings and freezing rain advisories are in effect on the colder side of the system in the upper Midwest, where as much as 6 to 8 inches of snow could fall in parts of Minnesota, along with some icing through Wisconsin. And most of the Intermountain West from the Colorado and New Mexico Rockies into the Cascades of the Pacific Northwest is under a winter storm warning or winter weather advisory as a deep trough of low pressure sweeps through the region. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Fort Pierce, Florida, at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Las Vegas, Nevada, at 10:21 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 21 degrees with a northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility and fog, otherwise cloudy skies and 26 degrees with a dew point of 24, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, to a low of 15 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with areas of fog near 50, Boston cloudy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo showers, maybe even a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 40s. checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 15. The average temperature, 23. That's right on normal for this time of year. 1.3 inches of snow yesterday. For the month now, 5.9 inches, and that's 10.1 inches below normal. And 19.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 13.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 54, set in 2002. And the record low, 10 below zero in 1925. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:05 p.m. 9 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Spotty freezing drizzle this morning, then cloudy with a chance of a rain shower later today. Also, areas of fog with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight. Temperatures holding steady in the mid-30s or even climbing up toward 40 in spots. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle today with highs around 40. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight with temperatures holding steady near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, spotty freezing drizzle this morning, then cloudy with a chance of showers later today. Also, areas of fog with highs right around 40. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight, with temperatures holding steady in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, areas of fog and drizzle today with highs around 40. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight, with temperatures holding steady near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Spotty freezing drizzle this morning, then cloudy with a chance of a rain shower later today. Also areas of fog with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with a few showers and areas of fog tonight, and temperatures holding steady in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers with steady and perhaps a heavier burst of rain toward evening, highs in the lower 50s. Temperatures in the 30s Thursday morning, then readings drop during the day. Rain showers change to snow showers on a gusty northwest wind. Breezy and cold Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, mid-20s. Upper 20s with scattered snow showers Sunday, and sunshine giving way to clouds Monday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.